This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India plans to establish its own space station, Bharat Antariksh Station, by 2035 and to land an Indian astronaut on the moon by 2040. Union Minister of State and Prime Minister's Office, Dr. Jitendra Singh, stated this while replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today.
भारत की योजना है कि हमारा एक अपना अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन हो जिसका हम नाम भारत अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन रखें और यदि सब कुछ योजना अनुसार चलता रहा तो सन 2040 को एक भारतीय मूल का व्यक्ति चांद पर उतारने की भी योजना है.
Mr. Singh said Chandrayaan 4 will be launched through two launch vehicles and it will have five components. He added that Gaganyaan's test flight with a female robot will be launched by the end of this year. On return of NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore to Earth, the minister said, "It is a moment of glory, pride and relief that they came back to Earth safely." NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore returned to Earth early this morning aboard billionaire Elon Musk's SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft after spending 286 days in space. With this, the astronauts concluded their trip with SpaceX's Crew 9, a routine International Space Station. ISS staff rotation mission alongside NASA's Nick Hague and Russian cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov. Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore are now embarking on a 45-day rehabilitation program to help them adapt to Earth's gravity. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the entire team of the U.S. Space Agency, National Aeronautics and Space Administration NASA, who worked for the safe return of the Crew 9 mission on Earth. The meeting between Punjab farmers and representatives from the centre and the state government ended after talks for over 3 hours at Chandigarh. The next meeting will be held on May 4th. Representatives of 28 farmer unions that form the Samyukt Kisan Morcha, non-political, and Kisan Mazdoor Morcha held the meeting with Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi. Punjab Agriculture Minister Gurmeet Singh Khudiyan, Finance Minister Harpal Singh Chima and Cabinet Minister Chetan Singh Jawara Majra were also present in the meeting. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today addressed the growing convergence of national security and business decisions at Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi. Highlighting the shift in global economic strategies, the minister said the world today makes business decisions factoring in national security in a way they did not before. Dr. Jaishankar also highlighted how countries now prioritize secure and reliable partnerships over cost-effectiveness alone. The government has adopted a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism, which resulted in a significant reduction in the terror incidents in the country. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha today, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nithyananda Rai said the centre is taking stringent measures to eliminate terrorism from the country. Mr. Rai said government has strengthened the National Investigation Agency, NIA, with more power to probe the terror-related incidents. Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnav has said that there has been a significant improvement in tackling online gambling and betting activities, with 1,097 betting and gambling websites banned last year. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said both centre and states have to work together to deal with such activities and all agencies related to cybercrime are working in coordination. In Kabaddi World Cup 2025, Indian women's team defeated Poland 104-15 in the second Group D match at Coventry in England this afternoon. The Indian Eves began the campaign yesterday on a positive note, defeating Wales 89-18 in the opening Group D clash at Wolverhampton. Late in the day, Indian men's team will take on Hong Kong in a Group B clash at the same venue. In football, India and Maldives will be face-to-face in an international friendly match at Shillong today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 this evening. The match is a dress rehearsal for the all-important AFC Asian Cup qualifier against Bangladesh at the same venue on the 25th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.